Hello and welcome to ArtSpeak Radio. This is your host and producer of ArtSpeak Radio, Maria Vasquez Boyd. Thank you for tuning in and making us a priority today, this afternoon. You know, we've got our winter pledge drive going on right now, and so to help me pitch and get the money started, I've brought in my wonderful friend Jenny Mendez, who is the Latino Cultural Arts Director for the Mandy Rhodes Center. She's been there for over 14 years, so she knows what it's like to try and keep the community fed in terms of the arts and culture. Jenny is currently in charge of all the arts programming for the agency. So welcome, my friend Jenny Mendez.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Very good. So Jenny, you know all about community and what it takes to build and nurture a community, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm working at Mandy Rhodes, but also just working within the arts community. It's so important. And to have programs like community radio, to be able to offer times where we can come in and talk about the things that we're doing, what's up, what's happening in this great city of ours that really supports art.
Yeah. You know, and for ArtSpeak Radio, I like to think that I am, not only am I a supporter of the arts, but I also like to give voice to the arts, the artists, the arts communities and organizations, the people in the community that are widely creative, and they can share and educate listeners with the work and different opportunities. Before I go any further, I want to thank Gail Bronfman of Kansas City for her pledge during Mark Manning's show, Wednesday Midday Morning, Midday Medley. There you go. Thank you so much, Gail. We truly, truly appreciate it. Jenny, what is the number if people would like to pledge?
It's 888-931-0901.
Yeah, and you can also pledge, donate through our website, which is kkfi.org. And Jenny, I think you have someone to thank initially. As I stepped in the door, the phone rang, and we got a pledge already.
We want to thank Jackie and Kansas City, who challenges artists, writers, and arts communities to match her pledge or donation to ArtSpeak Radio to support them.
Thank you, Jackie. I really, really appreciate it, because you won't find anything else like this on air, maybe in print, but you know, it's our opportunity to give artists and arts organizations a voice through radio, through media, and also after the shows are over, you can download the podcast either through our website and through iTunes. So thank you so much, Jenny. We'll be right back. I want to introduce our guest for this afternoon. We have in the studio Julia Cole. She is the Rocket Grants Program Coordinator, and we also have Paul Richardson, who is with... He's actually the generator of the Kansas City Workshop and lead organizer, slow down, mouth, at Louder Than a Bomb KC. And also joining him is Will Adams. Then we have a terrific surprise for you. We've got some live music provided by Rick Malsik, who just has a new CD that just came out, and he's going to share his live music with us here in the studio. But I want to turn my focus to Julia Cole. As I mentioned, she is the Rocket Grants Program Coordinator, and she's here in the studio to talk about what's happening with the programs. Welcome, Julia.
Hi, Maria. Thanks so much for welcoming me on your wonderful program.
Absolutely. So tell us what's happening.
Well, there are lots of things happening. A couple of things that I'd really like to tell you about are that the Rocket Grants has now opened its seventh season of applications for funding. And we have until March the 21st to get information about the program and to put in an application. We have all sorts of ways that we can help people get information and make a really good application.
And don't you kind of help them out maybe one-on-one or with questions if they have any sort of need to know information?
Absolutely.
To write the grant?
So I respond to emails. I will also set up phone conversations with people, and then sometimes we'll have one-on-one meetings if there are particular things to discuss.
Terrific. 7 years.
Yeah, seven years. Really exciting.
Yeah.
And another thing that feeds into that I'd really like to mention is that this coming Friday night there's going to be an opening for a show at La Esquina Gallery. gallery, and it may have particular interest to ArtSpeak listeners because one of the curators of the show is KKFI favorite Blair Shulman. Together with Melanie Mitchell, they have created a show that is about work that has been produced by people in the first 6 years of the program, so completed projects.
Yeah, I miss that Blair Shulman's face on radio. I really do miss him. He was one of the founders and co-host of ArtSpeak Radio, so that's going to be this Friday.
Yes.
At La Esquina at 1000 West 25th Street, and that opens from 6 to 9 p.m.
That's correct.
Right? Terrific. And then along with that?
I'd love to tell you a little bit more about the Rocket Grants program. What the program is really designed to do is to build strength in the Kansas City arts community and in the community in general. So we have funding that goes to two different kinds of proposals, one of which is artists who propose something that will directly support fellow artists in the Kansas City region. We support projects up to 80 miles from downtown Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
And these kinds of projects may be starting an artist-run space or a residency program, something like that. And they may happen in more commonly thought of artist spaces, although not established venues.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other kind of project that we support are ones that definitely don't happen in traditional arts venues, so not galleries or museums or arts districts, but they happen in ways that connect with the public and develop new kinds of audiences.
Mm-hmm.
We're very interested in bringing more people into this conversation in much the way that community radio does.
So are you wanting to have a conversation with people who are non-artists or what in these different spaces?
Definitely.
Yeah,
so artists will choose all different kinds of communities that they're interested in having conversations with. Sometimes that might be people walking down Grand Street,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes that might be people living in a specific neighborhood. Some of the proposals bridge geographic communities or cultural communities. Some of them extend an artist's work in a new way,
mm-hmm.
into a new kind of venue. So in everything, we're hoping to support the artists in growing what they do, but also supporting our arts community, mm-hmm. in a new kind of way.
It really does sound like us here at KKFI.
Yeah.
We all we're really about community. For more information, where can listeners go?
Rocketgrants.org is the website, and we've just given it a brand new face,
mm-hmm.
and there's lots of information on there, including a blog, but then lots of information about applications,
mm-hmm.
and access to resources that help people make strong applications. There's tutorials on there, we do outreach sessions, and then there are lots of guides and other materials there to help people.
And can they also look at past winners of, well, I shouldn't say winners, but grantees of the Rocket Grant and that?
Yeah, absolutely. All of the past projects and current projects are archived and documented, mm-hmm. on the site. And we also have links to the other 8 programs in the United States who now run this. The money originally comes from the Andy Warhol Foundation, mm-hmm. for the Visual Arts. So it's a very prestigious program. And it has, so we link to the other sites in the U.S. that run this program so people can look at the kinds of things that are happening in other communities.
Terrific. You know, there's so much happening with the Rocket Grants, and I shouldn't be surprised to realize that it's been going on for 7 years, but some of the artists that I can name that were Rocket Grant artists that received the Rocket Grant was Nedra Bonds, Gerald Chamberlain, Amber Hansen, Judith G. Levy, David Lewenstein. So there's a lot of you know, diversity in that. The Plug Project, Don Wilkinson, so, and they're all going to be in this show on Friday,
yes.
A part of that? Yeah.
Yes, they all have work that is either related to their original project or has developed and grown out of that work. So we're very interested in how what we help artists to do then helps their career evolve and helps them to do new and interesting things, often through collaborations that they form in the process.
Beautiful. Again, I want to mention that it is opening this Friday, February 5th, with a reception from 6 to 9, and it will be on display through March 4th. That's Traces and Trajectories, and that's curated by Melanie Mitchell and our own dear Blair Shulman. Contact information?
Rocketgrants.org. And I mention that we also have some programming that's very interesting programming that's associated with this exhibition, because so much of what the artists do is about connecting with community. And so on the Saturday, February the 6th, there are going to be two programs running, one of which involves Judith G. Levy and Jessica Barusky. Both Judith is a former grant recipient and Jessica is a current one. And they're going to be talking about identity and place. And then later in the afternoon, Dave Lowenstein is going to be running a very interesting structured conversation about how the arts play a role in gentrification. It's a very topical conversation, a very challenging one.
Sure.
And that will be happening at 3 p.m. and Judith's presentation will be at 1.
Also, I with these rocket talks, there's also some other dates, February 6th through March 5th at La Esquina, where these talks will take place. Also Nidra Bond, Michael Toombs, Thursday, February 25th, and so on. So for more information, you know, the website is where you want to find out everything that's happening with this with the Rocket Grant. So thank you so much, Julia Cole, for coming in. Any last words? Did we get everything?
I know it's a really condensed
all
time.
The last words for me. I just want to say good luck to you in this fundraising effort. You're a treasure in our community.
Thank you so much. We'll be right back with ArtSpeak Radio after this. You're listening to ArtSpeak Radio. I'm Maria Vasquez-Boyd, host and producer, and we are going through our 2016 Winter Fund Drive. So thank you for tuning in with us and, supporting us in our efforts to educate and educate the community about this really thriving literary and visual arts, performance arts community here in Kansas City. Here with me is Jenny Mendez. Hello, Jenny.
Hi.
She is the director for the Maddie Rhodes Center for the Arts, and she's currently in charge of all the programming for the agency, kind of like us. Now, that's located at 915 West 17th Street in Kansas City, Missouri, and MaddieRhodes.org is their website. Jenny, what did you want to say about the pledging and calling and all?
Well, I mean, it's really a wonderful thing that people be able to support a program like this, especially ArtSpeak Radio, but just community radio and as a whole, and how important it is, not only to Kansas City, but just in general. Our arts community here is such an amazing thing that's, you know, grown and grown in the past, 10 to 15 years, and I'm happy to be a part of it. And just like our organization, we're always looking for, that extra something from someone and be able to help run our programs, do the best that we can. And really that's what I'm here today to really talk about, the importance of community radio and people to be able to pledge and, just make that call. Visit the website. The pledge line is 888-931-0901 and the website kkfi.org.
You know, and people may not realize that we're staffed by volunteers. Everyone here does their work, program, host, All the music, everything is done by volunteers. We don't get a dime. And yet we do it to serve the community because there's such a need, and that's part of our mission statement, is to provide access for the underserved or under, you know, people that don't have really a voice in the community and can educate others about their work here or their music or just really, you know, makes a difference in the community to keep people informed of what is happening. So 888-931-0901 is the number. We've got some phones ringing there, so yay, that's all a good thing. You know, ArtSpeak Radio will be coming up on the fourth year, and it's just my pleasure to welcome and invite artists and arts organizations and musicians and performers into the studio to share their wealth of creativity and knowledge, you know, here on the airwaves. Just like you, Jenny, I mean, you offer artists and people who are creative into your gallery for workshops and exhibitions, right? So you know
know what it's about, and reaching out into the community and being able to have the opportunity to come on air with you, Maria, not only because you're my friend, but also because it's just a great way to reach out to others that I may not normally even know that are coming into our gallery, but maybe they know the name and they're listening and they are able to hear the importance of why community radio and, of course, your program are important. So really calling out to people.
Yeah, it really matters to give voice to the arts in our community. So, again, I encourage you to call 888-931-0901 and make your pledge in support of ArtSpeak Radio, in support of community radio. I'm going to thank you, Jenny. I'm going to turn now to our other guest, Paul Richardson, who is the generator at the KC Workshop and lead organizer at Louder Than a Bomb KC. He's joining us live in the studio along with Will Adams, who is an alum for Louder Than a Bomb KC and is winner of the Spirit of the Slam Award. Welcome, gentlemen.
Hello. Thanks for having
me. Oh, they're so shy now.
Yeah.
You know, you do such really terrific work in the community. Tell us about Louder Than a Bomb KC.
Well, Louder Than a Bomb, in general, is a poetry competition that started up in Chicago in 2001, sort of in the wake of 9/11, and almost a way to deal with young people's self-expression and the traumatizing events that it is to you know, what it's like to experience that as a young person, and I think there was a response to that. It was also developed to send the winning team on to Brave New Voices, which is a national slam poetry competition. There's a documentary called Louder Than a Bomb that came out in 2009, and I saw that as an English teacher a few years after it came out, and thought that it was necessary that Kansas City had something like that.
Sure.
And so we. After talking to some people about it, I found out that Glenn North had been trying to, previously of the Jazz Museum, who's at the Black Archives now, that he had been trying to get it off the ground as well. And starting from that initial phone call, we put our first slam poetry competition into place in 2014, and now we're going on our third year.
Terrific, and. You know, out of that, did the Workshop Studio, the KC Workshop, come out of that? How did that evolve?
Well, I was teaching at Washington High School at the time, and saw the power that showcasing student work for, as an English teacher, you know, trying to get kids to be inspired to write. If the student thought that they were just going to be handing in a five-paragraph paper to the old man in front of the room, then you got the, you know, you were, it was inspired that much. But if students were told that, you know, your 30 of your classmates are going to watch this, or we're going to send this around YouTube, either way, like, some way to showcase their work brought out a different form of inspiration, the larger the audience. And so, along with Louder Than a Bomb, it just became very clear to me that I wanted to make it my mission to put young people's stories into public spaces, in as many places and as many ways as possible. And And so we started, we've been growing that for the last couple of years and getting that off the ground. And there's all sorts of reasons behind that. There's the therapeutic aspect of it, sure, for the individual, but also the audience is altered, is transformed at the moment a story is told. Their stereotype that they may have had for that, mm-hmm, individual on stage or is now redefined. And then as a whole, we redefine those stereotypes as a community. That's important too.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And Will, as part of Louder Than a Bomb, tell us your story.
Well, I was an athlete, mm-hmm, for a majority of my time in high school. And my senior year, a new teacher came. Her name was Marley Stempelman. And along with her, a couple of other teachers were hired to start like a resurgency of our English program. And nobody had any idea what was going to happen, but they started auditions for Louder Than a Bomb, and I was interested and instantly fell in love. I started skipping practice to go write and do workshops. Mm-hmm. And when competition came, I enjoyed being on stage and performing so much that I decided that this is what I want to do. I want to go to school, get an English major, continue to write poetry.
That's really powerful. I mean, to take you away from something that you're really involved in, I wouldn't say maybe take you away, but just sort of fight for your attention. Right. You know, that's a very powerful message, yeah, mm-hmm, that you just gave us. Yeah. So now, do you have some work that you want to share with us as I put you on the spot? Do you have some G-rated work? Or
Yeah, I do. This one is called A Talk in the Mirror.
Okay.
Why you want to fly, black boy, when they've nailed your wings to failure, shipped you to the unemployment office, sucked ambition out of your vocabulary, and replaced it with indifference? You ain't never gonna fly, having unprotected sex. You'll end up just like the rest of them black boys with baby mamas they barely talk to, statistics thrown at you. I bet it's true. You've been training your whole life to shoot your jump shot in Jumpman's, dreaming of dropping record-breaking integers until that baby entered her. Congrats. You've now added another statistic to your resume of black man cliche. Your mother left you lonely. Daddy don't understand your pain. You wonder if you see life's whirlwind driving you insane. And don't get me started on that college tip. You getting charged for air and ain't got one scholarship. So once again, I ask, why you want to fly, boy? These part-time jobs ain't enough to get you by, boy. You ain't even got the money to get your son fly, boy. You are endangered. You are dangerous. There's a target on your back. Men lined up to take their shot at you. This country will never fill your cage with a comfy couch, so don't you dare get comfortable. Your wings are nailed to hopelessness. Your back against the wall, yet you still try to fly.
Beautiful. You know, and Paul snapped his fingers. Well, in you know, just to be able to express oneself with words is so important in our lives. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I think we create so much with language, you know, in many ways, and like, it's not something we're born with. Is to like necessarily create with that, and so we learn, and then we craft these words in certain ways to have an effect on people, whatever that effect, mm-hmm, that is aligned with our intention. And it's amazing the creative force that language and words have. Yeah.
And you know, everyone has a story. Everyone deserves to be heard, and for some, it's easier to write or put something how they feel or think or observations in words versus, you know, to verbalize what they feel and see and think. Louder Than a Bomb. Do you have a website or Facebook page or something that people can...
Yeah, the best way to go about it is to find the Louder Than a Bomb KC Facebook page. It has all the events listed right now. We just had another team sign up yesterday, late in the game, but nonetheless, wow, they're here. So 22 teams this year from all around the metro area. We're even sprawling out. Both Lawrence schools are in the competition this year, and the gamut as far as diversity goes. You know, and it's been that way since the first year, but it keeps growing. We were 13 teams in year one. We were 17 teams last year, and we're 22 teams this year. From all over the metro area. Mm-hmm. And starting on March 1st is the first preliminary bout, and it'll be March 1st, March 3rd, March 7th, March 8th, and March 10th for the preliminary bouts at various locations, and all that information is on the Facebook page.
And if I'm not mistaken, you also have a YouTube or
there's a Vimeo, uh-huh, a Vimeo catalog of all of last year's performances, except for the finals. So all the, I think there's 130 different poets you can go listen to in individual. And there's also these group pieces. The fifth round of the competition is a four-person group piece poetry.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I have to ask, Will, where do your words come from? I mean, is it everyday experience? Is it just sort of your musings of the world and around you?
A lot of it comes from my surroundings, and then there's those times where, like, for myself, I write how I feel, like with the poem that I just read. That was an internal struggle with me for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. So it just depends on what's going on around me.
Yeah. Beautiful. And you were awarded the Spirit of the Slam Award last year.
Yes, and I was super surprised when I got that award.
So now are you going to have to defend that? Come up with some bigger and better words.
Maybe. I believe that I get to reward the next winner.
Oh, good.
So, yeah.
We, that's up in Chicago as well. Like, they started that. And, you know, the motto of the whole competition is, the point is not the points, the point is the poetry. And so, yeah, it's a competition, but when you're there, as Will knows very well, he probably himself shouted at the judges on behalf of a team that he was competing against, and that is the spirit of the conversation, of the competition. And Will, for the last couple of years, has competed, and he's just a powerful presence and a great dude. And, you know, you can see he and his team from Raytown. And they come to all the bouts, and they're shaking hands and they're meeting new people. And he really does, he was surprised, but we weren't, you know, that he really does embody the spirit of the slam. And that's why we have that award.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You know, if you have another piece in you, and as I mentioned, I don't have the work in front of me, you know, just I always kind of like to see if there's the delete button. I need to 7-second delete button, but it's all good. It's all good.
He knows his audience.
Yeah, you know, it's I just love the energy in these competitions, and even in the room full of spoken word artists and mm-hmm. young people. I mean, there's such talent in the city
There really is. We were blown away. Like, we didn't know what to expect. We thought it would be something that we would have to see the first year and then build on. And we've been so impressed with. And it says something about this generation all over. Cause this competition is now spread to 20 or more cities around the world. And this generation is capable of standing on stage and belting out their deepest concerns for humanity, and they challenge everything. They challenge everything in society. There's nothing that isn't dealt with at these competitions, and it's amazing.
Beautiful. And you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, this one is called A Reminder to Black Lives. Yo, they tell me your state of being is one only for those that mourn. That the birth of another black baby is one of sorrow. That black boys must live to not die. It's like they're trying to steal your thunder. Strip you of your wrath, your swag, your class. They think they've put fear in you. Stolen your courage with bullets of unjust execution. Convinced you that you don't have the right to walk at day or night. Warned you about putting your hands up. or in your pocket blasting music, playing with toy guns. They've even warned you about the melanin in your skin. Like that melanin ain't the backbone for this country. Like it ain't pop culture. Like we ain't great. Like they don't see the greatness every time they turn on the TV or the radio. Like it's not plastered all over billboards and in magazines. Like you ain't great. Like grandma's Sunday dinner ain't good enough no more. See, for so long this country been eating pan-fried, handmade from scratch that she been cooking. They want to paint you savage, or point you from crook to straight out thug. Like they aren't thieves themselves. Like they haven't been looting our culture from the beginning. Like they haven't taken your breath. Like they ain't tried to limit our heroes to bouncing balls and microphones. But it's okay. When times get hard, it's tough to remember the happy things. So think of this as a reminder of your resilience, of your dope. They say the condition of black lives is one of mourning. When you be hip-hop, you be poetry, you be teacher, you be doctor, be lawyer, be preacher, you be beautiful. You just be. And they hate you because you just be. And they love you because you just be.
Beautiful. Terrific. Snap.
I know. I was snapping the time I heard that too.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much, Paul Richardson and Will Adams, for coming and sharing a great deal of information and your words. Thank you so much.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity.
Absolutely. Come back soon, yeah?
Yeah, definitely.
Very good. We'll be right back with ArtSpeak Radio after this.
Thank you.
And you're listening to ArtSpeak Radio. This is Maria Vasquez-Boyd, host and producer. And I thank you for sharing your time with us, making KKFI a priority. Next up, we have singer, songwriter. He's very, very talented. And he just came out with a CD this month. Rick Malfick joins us live in the studio. And he's going to talk about his newest CD, Philodendron. Welcome, Rick Malfick.
Thanks, Maria.
You know, you're all over in the community. You're in the arts. You're a musician. You perform at the Neon Gallery with different poets and and all that. I mean, that's terrific. You're just all over the place.
Well, it's it better than being born, I suppose, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Now, Philodendron, your latest CD, let's talk about sort of the inspiration about that. I know we at the first half of the segment, we played Philodendron.
Yes, yes. Well, you know, inspiration comes from all kinds of places, and the inspiration for that song was a real-life philodendron that that was sitting in my window. Mm-hmm. I was kind of grouchy because I had to go to a meeting at 10 o'clock, and I just looked at my philodendron, and I do talk to my plants. And,
mm-hmm. Oh, you're
I
supposed
said,
to.
Yeah, you don't have to go to a meeting at 10 o'clock. All you're going to do is just sit there. So that was kind of the inspiration for that song. And other songs, inspiration comes from all over the place. There's a couple of English majors on, so there's one song that was inspired by Robert Browning, and another that name checks some Shakespeare plays, one song that was this kind of loosely related to Poe's The Raven. So those are the kind of things that inspire me sometimes.
Well, you know, just like the philodendron, as you're singing and you've got this plant in your studio, your home, you know, we thrive with the arts around us, I think. You know, I think it's funny to you know, talk to a plant or, you know, I put the television on for my dog, you know, and make sure that it's, you know, something culturally stimulating.
Yes,
but,
yes.
You know, the arts that surround us just, I think, make us better people.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And KKFI plays such a strong role in that.
Thank you for saying that because, you know, it is our mission to really provide, you know, quality programming for people in the community. So.
Oh, seriously, how do people find out about what's going on if they don't listen to KKFI?
Yeah. And, you know, we have Okay, now that you started that, you know, we have a lot of programming for, there's something for everybody, music, public affairs, and that sort of thing. So,
yeah.
You know, we're just happy to have you here in support of the station because you really make a difference. You know, you really make
That's
a difference.
That's very kind. Thank you.
You're going to perform live for us. What are we going to hear?
Well, let's do Shake, Shake Shadows, which is kind of inspired by The Lost Lenore from The Raven.
Beautiful.
Once upon a time in the city, once upon a time in the street, once upon a time we were down and out, didn't have nothing to eat. Then the Candyman gave you a dollar, Candyman gave you a smile. Candyman walking down the alley said he'd be coming back in a while. Shake, shake, shadows, shadows on the bedroom floor. Shake, shake, shadows, shadows here no more. Shake, shake, shadows, shadows on the bedroom floor. Shake, shake, shadows, shadows of Lenore. Fair. Father saw you at the funhouse, but there was really nothing there. He told me about the artist. He took you to his place. He walked you up 7 flights of stairs so that he could paint your face. Shake, shake, shadows, shadows on the bedroom floor. Shake, shake, shadows, shadows here no more. Shake, shake, shadows, shadows on the bedroom floor. Shake, shake, shadows, shadows of the north. Once upon a time at the island, once upon a time at the beach, thought that I could trust you, but you were just out of reach. You told me about the gypsy, she told you about your fate. Said that you were bound for glory, I said don't be late. And shake, shake, shadows, shadows on the bedroom floor. Shake, shake, shadows, shadows here no more. Shake, shake, shadows, shadows on the bedroom floor. Shake, shake, shadows, shadows of Lenore. Shadows Baltimore, shadows nevermore.
Terrific. Beautiful. Thank you. You know, this this CD just really has some really lovely tunes on it. For our listeners that are interested in finding out more about your music, do you have a website that you can share with them or a Facebook page?
I do have a website. It's rickmalsick.com. That's RickMalsick. .com. And I also have a Bandcamp page where they can hear most of the music that I've done. Mm-hmm. Now, my website has some of the songs that I've done from previous albums. I haven't gotten any music from the Philodendron CD up, but it's got some music from other albums. And the Bandcamp site has most everything.
Very good. You know, you recently had a CD release party, and was that at the Neon Gallery?
It was at the Neon Gallery, of course.
Yeah.
It was. Yes.
You know, that's a terrific venue for artists and poets. I mean, it's just a trifecta of culture, you know, there on Truman Road. Should give a shout out to Tom. Hello, Tom.
Oh yeah, now
and Martha
and yeah, Tom, Thomas Cobian and Martha Gershon and Mary Frances Wagner helped me put together, and they do the hard work. I just stand in front of the microphone.
Yeah, you show up.
I show up and stand in front of the microphone. Meanwhile, Martha and Thomas and Mary Frances have been organizing this thing. And it's called Music and Poetry and Art.
Right.
And they're quarterly events. They're kind of like the old salons that Hemingway or Picasso would have been comfortable at, with music and poetry, and done in the neon Gallery, which is a wonderful, magical place.
It really is.
You've been a reader. You've helped us too. And we have them the last Friday of January, April, July, and October.
Mm-hmm.
So, they're great events, and we always have lots of food. People bring food for the table, and
even though the poets and the musical acts will sometimes rotate, we also know that River Cow Orchestra,
Kansas City's finest improv jazz band plays at the outset of every event.
But you're also a staple there, so you're kind of in between, mm-hmm. and then the after music, which is so wonderful. You just don't want, you know, your music does makes people not want to leave.
Thank you.
at the very end of all this.
Was
that a mean thing to say? Paul's looking at me like, what?
Well, there's a good blend of people who come out.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people come out because they're interested in poetry, and a lot of people come out because they're interested in music. And I'll tell you what, we had one of these last Friday, and 93 people showed up.
Yeah. That was a pretty good gathering. Do you have another song for us?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Here's a... let's see. Let's do this one. This is going to be a song that's off of Philodendron, but I segue into a song off my first album called Autumn Peters Jamboree for the last part of it. Back of an old used bookstore in a book of Shakespeare's plays, tucked into the tempest, I found a postcard from Chesapeake Bay. The ink was cracked and faded, the letters small and neat, addressed to Carol Ann Swanson on East 11th Street. My dear Carol Ann, I love you, and you know I miss you so. We're shipping out any day now. More than that I do not know. One day we'll be together, no more lovesick blues. We will be happy forever, my bestest love. Be true. Be true, be true. It was dated 1943. It was signed Walter McCoy. One poor worried mother's son, a maiden soldier boy. And I thought about him. Did he survive the war? Did he come back to his Carol Ann and love forevermore? My dear Carol Ann, I love you, and you know I miss you so. We're skipping out any day now. More than that I do not know. One day we'll be together, no more lovesick blues. We will be happy forever, my bestest love. Be true, be true. Did Carol shed a tear? More tragic ending, like Hamlet or King Lear. I bought the book and took it home, read those lines anew. We will be happy forever, my bestest love. be true. Be true. Be true. Closes her eyes while the fat man sings. Where's the release that Tank Ray brings? People are dancing slow. The band plays Mood Indigo. Once she was pleased to get out on the floor. Just listens now, doesn't dance anymore. Wasn't so long ago. The song was Mood Indigo. And the band is struggling. It's easy to tell that they haven't rehearsed and they don't drink so well. Old men and boys who are sitting in for all the musicians who've gone off to war. She sits in the back and she drinks all alone. At 11 o'clock, she'll get up, go home. Maybe turn on the radio. Listen for Mood Indigo.
Beautiful.
Terrific.
Well, thank you so much for coming in this afternoon and sharing your musical talents with us. And
my pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
You betcha. The CD is Philodendron.
Philodendron.
Terrific. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Maria.
You know, I want to thank everyone who's called in today in support of ArtSpeak Radio, in support of Community Radio. Jenny, any final thoughts? We're kind of winding down the end of the show that goes by real fast, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm glad to be here and really glad to help in any way I can to support Community Radio, especially KKFI here in Kansas City, and ArtSpeak Radio. Thank you, Maria, for always letting us come on and talk about the things that are coming up at our place at Matty Rhodes.
Okay.
And just, you know, in general, just really the support of the arts and all forms of art, and how community radio really is an important part of getting the word out and really being able to just, you know, inform people on what's happening. If without this community radio station here in Kansas City, there's a lot of people that wouldn't know about the things that are occurring, whether it's Rick Malcic's music or mm-hmm. whether it's something happening at Matty Rhodes or it's, you know, just some, you know, cool poetry slam, you know, program. I mean, all these things are such an important part. And I really just want people to make sure to pick up the phone and pledge. The number to pledge is 888-931-0901. You can also visit the website, kkfi.org. And hopefully they'll call. They only have a few more minutes while I'm here, but they should keep calling.
Well, I know there was a challenge that was set forth at the beginning of the show. So that was Jackie from Kansas City, who challenged artists and arts organizations, communities, to pledge, you know. So 888-931-0901. Jenny, tell us what's happening currently, what's coming up for Matty Rhodes. What events do you have going on?
Sure. Well, this Friday we have our closing, our second first Friday reception for a show that opened in December.
Mm-hmm.
And it's our La Reina show, which is really the celebration of Our Lady of Guadalupe, a very important part of not only the Mexican culture, but really all Latin American cultures. And her image is such an important part, very iconic and very much seen all over. And artists, there's about maybe 15 artists or so that have participated this year, but it's a show we haven't had in a few years, so we're happy to have it back, and we want people to come out and get to see it. They didn't get to see the opening in December, and also to see Gemma Tornero's show that's side by side in our East Gallery, and that's some pieces that she did that's part of her Ex Voto series.
Beautiful.
So they're really great.
Terrific. And you know, not only does Matty Rhodes provide wonderful quality exhibitions and receptions and lots of fun family oriented activities. There's also summer camps and things that children can do in the summer, workshops and all that. So MaddieRhodes.org is the website. Maddie Rhodes is located at 915 West 17th Street in Kansas City, Missouri. So thank you so much, Jenny Mendez. You're always welcome.
Thanks. Appreciate
and
it.
Any time I can spend with you is just a joy. We have so much fun together. In fact, we kind of call one another Thelma and Louise without jumping off the cliff. Well, thank you so much. You know, please continue to support community radio because it's important. We're a valuable tool in Kansas City, not only for the arts, but music programs and public affairs. Here we've got it all. I want to suggest that you stay tuned at 1 o'clock for Jazz in the Afternoon with Jeff Harshbarger. At 3 o'clock, Old G's Hangout. Then at 6 o'clock, All Souls Forum, and 7 o'clock, American Roots. Then at 9 o'clock, we feature the Classical Challenge, and I hope you stay tuned for that. I want to thank all the guests today. Many thanks to Julia Cole, Paul Richardson, Will Adams, Rick Malsik, and of course Jenny Mendez, who helped really pitch this program and really made a difference. Next week's show, that will be February 10th, right? We'll feature Zee Hall, Adam Goldberg with My Arts, Janice Hayes with 180 Degrees, and writer Sylvia Koffler. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you for making this program, Artspeak Radio, a priority. Honey, I'm coming home.